Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's simple show, we're going to travel, journeying musically to Sweden, Havana, and down south, and we'll do some pining. While preparing for this show, I happened upon a recording of Stockholm Stomp by Fletcher Henderson. So for no particular reason, we're going to take a musical trip to Sweden. Here's Fletcher Henderson.
Thank you. were down at Notre Dame. The Irish team was on the scene, all ready for the game. Then on the field stepped Rockne, the crowd all heard him call, "Bring on your Swedish football team, the substitutes and all. It's the Irish, the Irish, rah, 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 yay!" Hey! 20 Swedes ran through the weeds, chasing one Norwegian. Oh, how that Irishman could run. 20 Danes ran down the lanes and tackled that collegian, but Notre Dame had just begun. Caridio passed the ball to Schwartz, the Boldy passed to Brill, and how that crowd cheered every Irish name. Then a guy named Izzy Cone made a touchdown all alone for that fighting Irish team of Notre Dame. Signals! 1, 2,
cut my shoe!
3, 4,
shut the door!
One of the sillier songs in the collection, Harry Reeser's Six Jumping Jacks and 20 Swedes Ran Through the Weeds from December 4, 1930. Drummer Tom Stax provided the vocal. 20 Swedes Ran Through the Weeds was written by Alfred Bryan and Billy Mull. Before that, it was the California Ramblers from a November 18, 1924 Edison disc and I've a Garden in Sweden, written by Dan Lipton, C.W. Murphy, and Hugh Owens. Lipton and Murphy wrote more than a dozen songs together in the early 1900s, including Isn't It Nice to Be a Nice Girl, Joe, I Want to Go to the Football Match with You, and It's Not the Turkey on the Table. We began that Swedish set with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra and the jazz classic Stockholm Stomp from January 22, 1927. Stockholm Stomp was written by a couple of guys from Ben Burney's orchestra, Al Gehring, who played piano, and Jack Pettis, who played saxophone. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. I mentioned that this was going to be a simple show, so here, for no particular reason, are some simple songs, beginning with Fred Rich and his orchestra.
A little ditty that's sweet and simple. You'll get the swing of it soon, for here's a tune that any child can sing. D stands for dimple. The words are silly, the song is simple, and after hearing it once, the dumbest dunce can memorize the thing. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. You can't go wrong. Oh, say it's bound to sound like some other song. But God knows it's simple, so get together and let's be simple. I don't know whether or not you knew they call this classic I Love You. Bum, come on, you scholars, vocalize. Rump-diddly-bum-bum, undo your collars and your ties. Even though you've never sung a song before, even though you stutter or your throat is sore, doctors, lawyers, bankers, all you women of society, forget your high position and away with all propriety. Sing out like a birdie on a perch, like a congregation in a church.
A beautiful ballad. Just listen to Jenny Sims and Harry Babbitt sing it.
You're like a rose that blushes in tender repose, so sweet, so simple and sweet. You're in each tune, the nightingale sings to the moon. I know my heart.
things in life are around you everywhere. Right outside your door, why keep reaching for the moon? Another day is here, there is happiness to share. Look outside your door and stop reaching for the moon. There's life again in Lover's Lane, and that's a very good sign. We're on the track to welcome back a bit of old anxiety. That hello neighbor smile will be coming back in style. So will wedding rings and the simple things in life.
Jack Teagarden and his orchestra, credited on the label of that Apex 78 as the Imperial Dance Orchestra, and You're Simply Delish, written by Arthur Freed and Joseph Meyer. The vocalist on that October 1st, 1930 recording was Eddie Gale. Before that, it was Smith Ballou and his orchestra, with the vocal by Smith Ballou and The Simple Things in Life, composed by Ray Henderson with the lyrics by Ted Kohler. That Mellotone 78 is from July 18th, 1935. That was preceded by Kay Kaiser and his orchestra with the vocal duo of Ginny Simms and Harry Babbitt and Simple and Sweet. That Brunswick recording is from June 14, 1938. Simple and Sweet was written by Sammy Fain and is in the 1934 motion picture Harold Teen, starring Hal Leroy. We began that simple set with Fred Rich and his orchestra and an unidentified vocalist on Sing Something Simple from September 3, 1930. Sing Something Simple was written by Herman Hepfeld. Listener Pete in Hawaii sent a request last week for Way Down South in Heaven for his son, who apparently used to have a record of it. So for this segment, we're going to go way down south, beginning with Willard Robison and his orchestra.
Thank you.
We began our musical trip down south with Willard Robison and his orchestra, identified on the label of that perfect 78 as the Deep River Orchestra, and Way Down South in Heaven, composed by Harry Warren with the lyrics by Bud Green. The vocal on that recording, made around November 10th of 1927, was by the Deep River Five. You'll find that title spelled variously as Way Down South in Heaven, Away Down South in Heaven, and apostrophe Way Down South in Heaven. Next, we heard the International Novelty Quartet, a British group who, despite the name, contained at least six members, and Down South, a tune written around 1901 by William H. Middleton, Middleton with a Y, but recorded there on December 9th, 1929. We finished up with Bix Beiderbecke and his orchestra and Deep Down South. The vocalist on that September 8th, 1930 recording was Wes Vaughn, and you heard solos by Min Liebrook, Benny Goodman, and Bix. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Continuing our musical travels for listener Ray, we're taking a trip to Havana, beginning with Thelma Terry and her Playboys.
Thank you. Cuban. Her name is Reuben, or is it Lubin? Say, what's in a name? Now I taught her that lingo from the land of sugar cane, but now my little gringo I will never see again. She went to Havana, she changed her manner, she's all mañana. Oh boy, what a day.
Thank you. Havana under the tropic skies. Just one girl in old Havana, starlit Cuban eyes. Just a tear and just a little grieving for that pretty little Cuban gal I'm leaving. Fare thee well to old Havana, Carmita, farewell.
We began our musical trip to Havana with the dynamic little lady with the big fiddle, Thelma Terry, and her Playboys and Lady of Havana from March 29, 1928. Lady of Havana was written by Ben Burney and Paul Van Lone. Next, from a 1931 radio transcription, it was Gus Arnheim and his orchestra with the vocal by George Gramlich and She Went to Havana. That was followed by George Hamilton Green's Star Trio and Havana from an Edison disc waxed July 12, 1927. Havana was written by John Schonberger and Abe Lyman. We finished up with Hoagy Carmichael and his orchestra and One Night in Havana, a Carmichael-Cole Porter collaboration waxed September 15, 1930. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. This next set of songs is about pines. Why pines? Well, last week, as part of a set on Rube Bloom, I played Song of the Bayou by Marlo Hardy and his Alabamians with the Alabama Magpie Trio. For listener Jim, self-proclaimed president of the Alabama Magpie Trio fan club, I wanted to play their only other recording, the flip side of Song of the Bayou. In all of the records that I have available, I couldn't find even one other record about magpies, so this is a set about pines, since their other recording is Georgia Pines. Thank you.
you. When the dewy dawn comes round to say good morning, the beady up to wada da da da, Georgia Pine, I hear you call, calling each night in my dreams. And you seem to say, come on back home and stay,
stay, stay,
stay, stay. Walk that road, dusty road, stop it, blow, do, 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 blow, blow, throw my pack, cross my back, dig up and dip, dig up and dip up, oh, it's old Black Joe, go, Joe, Mandy and Flo, welcome me back, for they know I'm returning cause I'm yearning for Georgia Pine.
Thank you.
We begin that pine-scented set with Marlo Hardy and his Alabamians and Georgia Pines from October 29, 1929. The vocal was by the Alabama Magpie Trio. Next, it was Ambrose and his orchestra with the Whispering Pines of Nevada from July of 1927. We finished up with Al Burt's Dance Orchestra and Whispering Pines from an Edison record waxed December 14, 1922. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶